Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network and wherever you may be in the world inside your Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. And on YouTube, just search the BetMGM Network. This is Bet Sweats. Chris Mack in for Joe O and Sammy P all week long here on Bet Sweats, accompanied by my man PJ Glasser. Today, there's plenty of college hoops, and it gets started in just about 2 hours. You've got the Players Era Festival happening in Vegas. You've got the Maui Invitational in, well, Maui. So plenty of games to look at there. We might touch on a couple of them coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on Bet Sweats. Lightning Bets, our favorite plays of the day coming up before we wrap up, but continuing our look at Monday morning market moves, but shifting to week 13 of the NFL, PJ, let's start with the Thanksgiving Day games. And we talked both the Packers and Lions earlier, right off the top of the show. Packers got a win yesterday, but I think it was a valuable question you asked. Did they win that game or did JJ McCarthy lose it? The Lions, by the hair on their chinny chin chin, got away with one in overtime against Jameis Winston and the Giants at home. Packers, Lions, Lions laying a field goal at home in this one, a rematch of the Packers' resounding week one victory that had us all asking a million questions about the Lions. But as I mentioned earlier, the Packers have just one road win this year over a team with a winning record. And it was in that primetime game in Pittsburgh where Tucker Kraft took over in the second half against the Steelers. Obviously, we know no Tucker Kraft. I think that's, I don't want to say it's flown under the radar, but that's been a story that probably hasn't been talked about as much as it should be in the Packers' difficulties on offense over the last several weeks. They were without Josh Jacobs yesterday as well. Be curious to see if Jacobs is back for Thursday afternoon. And just in general, if the Packers can do anything close this week in Detroit to what they did week one against the Lions at Lambeau.
Yeah, no question. I mean, such a big game. It's crazy, Chris. These two teams are playing with the records of 7-3-1 and 7-4, and neither team's leading the division, right? So, again, the Bears, man, just keep finding ways to win games. Talked about a little bit earlier, though. I mean, this is just, for me, is like classic NFL, and I think this year has shown us more than any other. It is a week-to-week league, right? As soon as you think you know one thing about these teams, they can just do a complete 360 and look a completely different other way. So with the Lions and how they've looked the past few weeks, certainly struggling against the Eagles, should have lost to the Giants yesterday. That game goes to overtime. And the fact that they're only a three-point favorite at home, the Packers' dominant win yesterday against the Vikings. But again, Chris, like the offense for Green Bay just still doesn't look right. And I think the Lions' defense, I think they were looking ahead a little bit to this game, right, knowing what a big game it was. So because it was such a sandwich spot in between the Eagles and the Packers with that Giants game yesterday, and you have the Packers coming in, riding a high, playing really well, the Lions coming off a game where they didn't play all that great, I think nice minus three is a nice buy here on Detroit. I don't think we get a 2.5, but man, would I love it with the Lions. I think three is a nice bet though. So I like Detroit here at home. I like a minus three.
Yeah, I'd love a 2.5 as well. I get the feeling that as we get closer to Thursday morning, we'll probably see a little more money push this towards the Lions and probably get a hook at some point. So I would jump on Lions minus three for all the reasons you just laid out, chief of which is the questions about Green Bay's offense. Even if the only thing that slows this, PJ, maybe taps the brakes on a move to 3.5, would be if we get definitive word that Jacobs is going to play in this game. But even that, I don't think is enough to keep me off of Detroit. If it got to 3.5, I myself might tap the brakes and go, okay, maybe not. But at three, I like the Lions, especially at home against this struggling Packers offense. So I tend to fall down on the same side as you on the Thanksgiving Day opener at Ford Field. Afternoon game on Thanksgiving will be in Dallas. Cowboys hosting the Chiefs. Cowboys have won 3 in a row on Thanksgiving, for what it's worth. And look out, here come the Chiefs. Not necessarily as pretty as it's been in past years, but they finally got a 100-yard rusher yesterday in Kareem Hunt. And I think that's the most important factor for me here, PJ, is that while they have Mahomes at their disposal, and we know what Mahomes can do late in ball games, they've also got the ability to control the ball game a little bit more with a run game. And that's something I know Dallas has gotten better against the run since their trade deadline moves, but I still think it's an opportunity for the Chiefs to control the pace in this one. It's 3.5, and I don't like laying the hook on the road, but if I were forced to make a decision on this one right now, I would probably go Chiefs. I'll be curious to see if we get some money come in on Dallas being the home dog on Thanksgiving that pushes this to 3, so I might wait on this one to see if we get that. If we do get Kansas City laying only the 3, I would probably jump on that.
I would agree. It's the same way I felt about the Colts game. You know, at 3.5, I don't want the Chiefs. At 3, I like the Chiefs, and it's for exactly what you saw yesterday where the 3 get the push, just because, I mean, we know how Kansas City operates, man. 3.5 with them is so important. I mean, they win so many games by 3 points. I think a money line play with Kansas City is probably the way to go. You know, if you want to, like, you can parlay together, like, Chiefs money line with maybe Ohio State money line or something like that. Get yourself close to even money. So that was what I did with last week, was I got in on the Lions yesterday when they were minus 10.5, and when the Chiefs were minus 3, and I parlayed the money lines together, it got me close to even money. Now, both games were a sweat. Both games went to overtime, but we did get there. So something like that. Just one of these games where the way I'm approaching the Chiefs, Chris, is it's almost like there is some fan in me as well, where I'm like, you know, I'm going to bet the Chiefs, and if they lose, then honestly, like, great. Like, I don't want the Chiefs in the playoffs, but I think they're going to win all these games, and I think they're going to find a way, and I think they're going to find a way to get it done too. Dallas is much improved, and again, I think they can cover this spread and keep it close, but I just think Kansas City finds a way to win the game.
The nightcap on Thanksgiving, Bengals, Ravens in Baltimore. It's 7 almost all the way across the board, although I do see a 7.5 out there. This is all based on Joe Burrow and what he looks like, assuming he's going to play. They'll get Ja'Marr Chase back from the one-game suspension, but T. Higgins presumably out. A nasty collision with the ground with the back of his head yesterday. He'll be in concussion protocol, and I have a hard time believing he clears by Thursday. So what is Burrow working with? How much rust, as Jason LaCanfora mentioned earlier when we had him on, does he have to shake off? And do you feel comfortable with the Ravens laying a touchdown or more given their offensive struggles? I mean, it's a bit of a dogfight yesterday for 2.5 quarters against the Jets before they finally got a Derrick Henry touchdown run in the third quarter to kind of give themselves a little breathing room.
Yeah, I already bet the Bengals plus 7.5, Chris. And I agree with Jason that I think maybe they're live in this game, especially at the number you're getting, plus 325. I think that's worth the sprinkle. all, you know, the next couple days leading up to this game, all people are going to want to talk about is Burrow, whether or not he's going to play, his availability, is Higgins going to be in there, those kind of things. And not enough's being talked about Lamar. And he just does not look like himself. He's not healthy. Like, you just watched him the last couple weeks against the Browns and the Jets. He's not himself. He doesn't want to run. He's not accurate right now as a passer. He's not confident. Their offensive line's not blocking. They're a mess right now offensively. And these games against Cincinnati are always close. The Ravens have found ways to win them the last few years, but these games are coin flips, man. They come down to the wire. I mean, all these AFC North games the Ravens play usually are. So if you give me 7 with the Bengals or with the Steelers, you know, in these kinds of games, it's probably going to be a similar spread when the Ravens play Pittsburgh next week, probably 6.5, somewhere in that range. I like the Bengals. If you can get a 7.5, they're still out there. Definitely grab on that, but grab that. But still at 7, I think Cincinnati's a good play. I do think we're going to see Burrow, and I think this game's going to be close because, again, that Ravens offense right now just does not look very good.
Yeah, we'll see if the Bengals defense is a cure-all for that. They have been for several teams this year. You feel like your offense isn't getting much done, and then you get a visit from Cincinnati, and it turns things around for you, maybe even if just for one weekend. Before we get to the Black Friday game in Philly between the Eagles and Bears, this is a very important question, PJ. Thanksgiving is always marked by the attached post-meal nap. I'm sorry, it just is. Even if you're locked in on a game, I'm sorry. The tryptophan hits no matter how much turkey you had, your belly's full, maybe you've had a drink or two, and you doze off in the recliner or on the couch at grandma's house or wherever it may be, and you miss a little bit. So, first question is, when is Thanksgiving dinner served in the Glasser household, and does it make it appropriate for a post-meal nap? When do you get it in?
So usually when that Cowboys game is kicking off around like 4:15, 4:30 is usually when dinner is served with the game playing in the background. And then, you know, this year is obviously different with the Ravens playing the night game. I'm probably going to be, you know, like looking forward to that I don't think I'll get my nap in. So this year is obviously a different circumstance. I tend to just get my nap in, though, if anything, like middle of the Lions game for the most part, you know, or like towards the end of the Lions, like somewhere in between there. I'm usually, once that Cowboys game hits and then dinner is served, I'm normally pretty good after that. So I think if anything, you're looking at like an early day nap on Thanksgiving.
It's tough because these are three really good matchups on Thanksgiving. Yeah. It doesn't really give you, you know, typically for me, it's like second quarter of the afternoon game, usually the Cowboys game. I nod off. I wake up. Dolly Parton's dancing around in hot pants. And it's like, whoa, she shouldn't look that good for how old she is. But she is. Why am I all of a sudden intrigued by Dolly Parton again? Anyway, side note, that's usually when the nap comes in, is the second quarter of the Cowboys game. But Chiefs Cowboys, I don't know when that's going to happen this year. I think it's as much a part of the Thanksgiving tradition as the turkey and the football is getting that little doze on the recliner in at some point on Thanksgiving. Black Friday, you hole up, you get ready for a whole lot more football, including the NFL, who has now taken over Black Friday afternoon as well. 3 Eastern kick in Philly between the Bears and the Eagles. Eagles laying a touchdown against the 8-3 Chicago Bears. They've won 8 out of their last 9. But again, we talk about one of these NFC North teams like we did with the Packers, not having a great track record on the road against decent teams. The Bears, 2 road games against teams with winning records were resounding losses. Week 2, they got waxed by Detroit. Week 8, they lost by a couple of touchdowns at Baltimore. The Eagles may be reeling after that loss in Dallas, blowing a 21-point lead. I'm sorry, I'm just not comfortable laying a touchdown with the Eagles in any scenario right now, even against a Bears team that may be 8-3, but I'm not totally sold on.
I agree. I can't get there with Philly. I don't really want to bet the Bears either. But Chris, to me, my fear is that, do you remember when the Colts played the Chargers and the Colts got off to a great start this season and the Chargers were favored in that game? And a lot of people were betting the Chargers because we weren't sold on the Colts. And that was the game where we're like, okay, Indy's for real. A lot of us aren't sold on the Bears right now. But I'm worried that they could just like mess around in a game like this and maybe find a way to win. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, maybe Chicago's like actually decent. And then maybe they fall off after that, you know, But like you said, the Eagles, that's just not an offense I want to lay 7 points with. I think the play is the Bears team total under, because I think Caleb and the offense struggling is the thing I feel the best about. Philly's defense is playing very well. They're going to be at home. And this Bears offense, I know they played well against the Steelers yesterday, but more often than not, they do look really sluggish at times and really bad. So haven't gotten a number with that yet. I'm thinking, you know, it's probably going to be like 17.5, 18.5, somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe 19.5. And I think Bears team total under probably the way to go. Because look, the Bears could lose a game, you know, 17-14 or somewhere in that range. But I think their team total under probably the play I'll go with.
I do think it's interesting with the plus 7 being just a little juiced right now. If we get to 7.5, would we make a move on the Bears? And I might think about it. I might give it a good long hard look if it gets to 7.5. I still don't know if I'd be in on it, but I think that move might be coming by the time we get to Friday.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It honestly strikes me as one of these games where I think the Bears win outright or I think the Eagles kill them, you know? Like, I think it's one of those in-betweens. Yeah. Like, I don't really see a game where the Eagles win by 4 or something like that. I kind of think it's like a 27-10 kind of game, or it's like a Bears 21-20 upset somewhere in that range. So that might worry me. You know, it was like last night on Sunday night when the Bucks went up to 7.5, and I thought, ooh, now we're getting Tampa at the hook. I didn't bet it, and thank goodness I didn't. But I just worry about, like, sometimes they give you that hook, and it makes you bet it. And in reality, yeah, it's just like, there's a reason why I went to 7.5.
The one other interesting thing I will keep an eye on going into this game as we start to get player props posted, I would presume on Thursday, is we've all been waiting for Saquon to get right. The Steelers averaged almost 5.5 yards a carry on the ground against the Bears as they were missing their entire starting linebacker core. That's something to keep an eye on, too. Saquon props going into this one. He may have a chance to get right. We'll take a look at some other Monday morning market moves in the NFL, plus anything else we missed, including a ton of college hoops today, next here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Doing our best to stay ahead of the line moves and get you ready for all of this weekend's action, both college football wise and NFL. Back into some Monday market moves in just a second. Don't forget, if you missed anything, that's why the Odyssey app has that rewind function, and you can always get Bet Sweats in podcast form wherever you get your podcast. Just search for the BetMGM Network, and we've got you covered. You can always watch the show on YouTube as well. Just search for the BetMGM Network. Chris Mack alongside PJ Glasser today, in for Joe O and Sammy P. Some college hoops already underway today with more games to tip shortly. This is such a great week for sports viewing. Like, as much, PJ, as I love March Madness, obviously, and I'm a big fan of that first weekend in October when you've got wall-to-wall baseball plus a bunch of football as well, and you've got the NBA and NHL starting up. This is a fun week too, man, because a lot of people, they've got a few days off maybe. They're headed somewhere. They're going to relax a little bit. Not only is there a ton of football, there's some hoops thrown into the mix as well.
No, oh, it's the best. I mean, really, everything's going on except for baseball. I mean, you truly, yeah. Like, if you got a sport, man, everything's going on right about right now. And for football, these games mean so much. And outside of March Madness and, you know, the conference tournaments, this is like the best time of year in college basketball with all these games, all these great matchups. And not only that, Chris, but like the times that these games are starting. I mean, we got Rutgers and Tennessee tipping off in 90 minutes. You know, it's just, It's fantastic. Games all throughout the day. I love it.
Well, if nothing else, the Mets fans can feel like they still have something to complain about, maybe, if they're not happy with the Nimmo deal to Texas for Marcus Semien. I don't know. Mets fans always have something to complain about, so why not throw that into the mix even on Thanksgiving week? But we got through the Thanksgiving and Black Friday games for the NFL. Let's turn our attention towards the Sunday slate and some lines there that are of interest. Let's take the 49ers-Browns game out of the mix, maybe, as well as the Rams-Panthers game, because we have not seen the Rams and Panthers play tonight yet on Monday Night Football. We've talked about the AFC South a good bit. We did earlier with Jason Lockenfora. Massive game in Indy this weekend. Texans-Colts, that one at about a field goal or field goal and a hook spread, and has, again, massive implications for the AFC South. A chance for the Colts to give themselves a little breathing room in the division with the Jags and Texans nipping at their heels, or a chance for the Texans to insert themselves back into the conversation with maybe, I'm not sure what the CJ Stroud status is, but it, I imagine we'll get him back.
I mean, yeah, so the Colts just moved from a 3.5 to a 4.5 point favorite. So I think the initial thoughts is that maybe Stroud isn't going to go potentially, But we'll see where that line moves over the next couple days. Even Chris, to be honest with you, I'm hoping it's Davis Mills, because then we'll get an even better number with Houston. And I think I'm going to like them plus the points in this game. That was a tough loss for Indianapolis yesterday, man. I mean, they had the Chiefs. They had them. They were coming off their bye. They played a great first couple quarters. They couldn't get Jonathan Taylor going, and they still should have won that game. So now they come back home in a massive game. Again, the Jags are one game back. Houston's two games back, and you haven't played these teams yet this season. So AFC South is wide open. I kind of think you can make the argument that right now the Texans might be the best team in that division because of how damn good that defense is. And we know they won it the last couple years. So getting 4.5 with Houston, they get that mini bye playing on a Thursday against Buffalo. In no rush to bet it, Chris, because again, the quarterback uncertainty, if it's Stroud, and let's say this line goes back down to 3, 3.5, that's fine. I'd still probably lean Houston. But man, if it's Davis Mills, we can get a 5.5, maybe even a 6 with Houston. I would like the Texans in that spot. So I'm definitely leaning towards Houston in the game.
There's another interesting one in the AFC South. Look, the Titans are a disaster. They're a dumpster fire. They're headed for the first overall pick. But they get the Jags at home. These two haven't met yet, and I'm by no means going to imply that maybe the Titans catch them by surprise. Jacksonville has been Jekyll and Hyde, though, this year. A win over the Cardinals yesterday, an emphatic win over the Chargers the week before, but that was coming off an ugly come-from-ahead loss on the road at Houston, a sketchy win over the Raiders the week before that. We're going to get to another Jekyll and Hyde team here in a second, but maybe two Jekyll and Hyde teams in a big matchup Sunday afternoon. But the Jaguars, I don't know if there's a team that more embodies what the second tier of the AFC playoff picture is about more than the Jacksonville Jaguars, because it's not even just week to week, PJ. It's literally quarter to quarter and drive to drive. You get something different from the Jags. All that being said, I think as long as you don't push me to a 7 here, I'm okay laying the 6.5 on the road at Tennessee.
See, I would actually lean the other way, Chris, okay, with the reading that with it being a divisional game and when Trevor Lawrence is your quarterback, and I have no idea what he's going to look like on Sunday, and with all the turnovers that he could have, I mean, he made some bad interceptions in that Arizona game, and they still found a way to win. And Tennessee's actually starting to cover some spreads now. I mean, that was the joke for the last year and a half, is the Titans would never, ever cover a spread. They just covered another one against Seattle yesterday. So it was at 7. It's down to 6.5. It's a divisional game. And in games like this, when you got a team like Jags, it's feeling all the pressure, knowing that they got to win. You know, we just saw Houston go in there. Same thing, 6.5-point favorite, divisional game. They only win by 3. I could kind of see this being the same type of thing. So I want to see if this line goes back up to 7 at all this week. If it doesn't and stays planted at 6.5, I kind of think that's telling you the Titans are probably the right side in the game, that they can keep this thing close.
Yeah, it's like I said, the second tier of the AFC has become, so many teams are just Jekyll and Hyde from one week to the next. Like I said, one drive to the next in some instances. And I don't know if any two teams encapsulate that maybe as well as the Jaguars as the Steelers and Bills, who meet in a late afternoon kickoff in Pittsburgh on Sunday. The Bills started strong. Then they had that loss to the Patriots, an ugly loss in primetime in Atlanta. Seemed like they were getting right against the Panthers and a nice win against the Chiefs. But since then, it's been ugly loss to the Dolphins, win over the Bucks with Josh Allen figuring in on, what was it, 6 touchdowns. Then the ugly Thursday night loss to the Texans. They get a little bit of a mini bye, and you've got Sean McDermott close with Mike Tomlin coming into Pittsburgh against a Steelers team that, oh, you want to talk Jekyll and Hyde, was looking decent to start the year. We mentioned it off the top of the show, 4-1 to start the year, but have never been favorites to win the AFC North because everyone could see what was coming. They are 2-4 since that 4-1 start, and it's been very much the same. It's been an ugly loss to the Bengals on Thursday night, led by Joe Flacco, who'd only been there for about 72 hours. An ugly loss to the Packers, led by Tucker Kraft in the second half. And then all of a sudden, they're like a revelation. They force 6 turnovers and get 6 sacks against Daniel Jones and the Colts, and they look like they're right back in it. Then they look terrible against the Chargers. Then they bounce back against the Bengals. Then they look terrible against the Bears on offense. This is a Steelers team that you never know what you're going to get. And this is not a homer take. This is just a realistic idea on what the Steelers have become and maybe what the Bills have devolved into as well. One week it's one thing, the next week it's the opposite. The Steelers getting 3.5, and that hook I think is really important in this one, getting 3.5 at home against the Bills, I lean Pittsburgh. Not based on any actual evidence from my eyeballs other than the fact that they just seem to do this under Mike Tomlin. Ping pong back and forth between, oh, they may actually make some noise too. Oh my God, they're a disaster. And this week would be the, oh, they might actually make some noise week.
I mean, the Steelers, you know, a lot of people talk about betting the NFL as like the stock market, right? Buy low, sell high. Like, that's the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Whenever they're at their lowest, that's when it's time to buy. Whenever that's their highest, that's when it's time to sell. And like you said, the Bills are kind of the same way. So Both of these teams coming into this game off of a loss, but you said it, Chris. I think anything north of three, Steelers are the right side in this game. And you would know better than me, I don't feel like Buffalo really ever plays in Pittsburgh. I feel like anytime these two teams played recently, like the games have always been in Buffalo for the most part. We haven't seen Josh Allen go into Pittsburgh all too much here recently. Yeah, man, that's a big game. That's a big, and we were talking about this off air too. Could you imagine if the Ravens would have beaten Buffalo in week one? Bills were 6-5. Ravens would have had that tiebreaker. I mean, how much would be riding on this game even more than it is? So, I mean, the Bills probably are going to be in the playoffs, but we were looking at their schedule down the stretch. I mean, there's still games against the Patriots on the road. You still got to play the Eagles. You got to go on the road to Cleveland, which is never easy against that defense. So, got some tricky games, including this one. This game, Chris, gives me a lot of vibes to what that Eagles-Cowboys game was this past week, right? Where it was 4.5, now it's 3.5. I would not be surprised if this game closes at 3, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers pull off the upset. So I'm with you. I lean Pittsburgh here, plus the 3.5.
Yeah, there's still a 4 out there. There's still a 4.5. I think the interesting number is, as you mentioned, given the Bills' schedule down the stretch, our producer Zach looked it up earlier in the show. Like you said, we were talking about it off the air, and I think the Bills to miss the playoffs are better than 3-1. I think I have that number right.
I think so.
I mean, it's a massive number for the Bills to miss the playoffs. We had all these questions for the last 2 months, really, about the Kansas City Chiefs, and oh my God, could you imagine the AFC playoffs without the Chiefs? When in reality, maybe the conversation should have been about the Bills, given some of the ugly losses they've had. I don't know if this would count as an ugly loss. I think a lot would depend on the way it plays out. I mean, do the Bills go into Pittsburgh and all of a sudden the Steelers' defense does what they did to Daniel Jones? Look, I'm not comparing Josh Allen and Daniel Jones here. That's not a fair comparison. But, you know, if they force Allen into some of those mistakes, which have started to bubble up to the surface again in his game, and they actually do something with those mistakes. We've seen the Steelers score touchdowns off of turnovers, directly off of turnovers, multiple weeks in a row now. I think it wouldn't necessarily be an ugly loss based on the opponent, but if it goes down in an ugly way, then all of a sudden that number on the Bills to miss the playoffs is going to shift in a big way. You might miss the opportunity if you think the Bills could stumble down the stretch. Like you said, they've still got a game against the Bengals, and Burrow will have shaken off the rust by then, we presume. They've got to go to New England, to Cleveland against that defense that had 10 sacks yesterday against the Raiders. They've still got Philly on the schedule as well. It's not out of the realm of possibility if the Bills lose this game that they do miss the playoffs.
No, without question. I mean, and again, they've already lost the tiebreaker to Houston, a team you could be battling with for that playoff spot. They do have that win over the Chiefs, which could loom large, and the Ravens. So this really kind of is that make or break game, I think, for the Bills in terms of making that bet, Chris. Like, I think if you make the bet for them to miss the playoffs and they win this game, you're probably going to lose. But if they lose this game, drop to 7-5, same record as the Steelers. If the Ravens win, same record as them. Chiefs win, same record, right? The Jags, I mean, like all these teams, then all of a sudden you start playing that game and maybe the Bills, maybe they do end up missing the playoffs. So, yeah, this is one of those big-time swing games for that market. And with the Steelers being equally as much in desperation mode, I think certainly Mike Tomlin, right? That was a tough loss yesterday. But Monday morning, you come into the facility and you said, all right, boys, here we go. You want to make the playoffs? It starts now. Buffalo at home this week, Baltimore on the road next week. Like, it's time to go. So big, big 2 week for the Steelers. Rodgers should be back this week. I like Pittsburgh plus the points.
One other game I wanted to bring up on Sunday, the Cardinals travel east to face the Bucks. We would presume without Baker Mayfield. I mean, he's standing on the sideline last night with a sling on his left shoulder. Jacoby Brissett against Teddy Bridgewater. Cardinals are getting 2.5 on the road. I don't know if that's enough to push me to the Arizona side, but we mentioned these injuries are piling up for Tampa. And if this thing gets to 3, I might start to think about it.
I would agree, man. That just feels like a stay away game for me. Like, you can't take too much out of what you saw against Teddy last night because the Rams defense is great. He just kind of got thrown in there. They were down a bunch of points. That pass rush could kind of just tee off, right? So you give them a full week of practice, develop a game plan. And Tampa can run the ball pretty well with Tucker and White, and I think they're going to lean on that a little bit. So, yeah, I'm with you. You know, for a game like that, especially if Teddy ends up playing, it's just all line dependent. You know, if I get a good number where I feel like the market is over-adjusted too much, I'll probably be on Tampa. And if I feel like we're still getting a decent price with Arizona, then I'll be on that side. At 2.5, it's a stay away. But if we get down to like 1.5, I could see myself being on the Bucks.
So there is plenty of college hoops, as I've mentioned. We'll go inside a couple of those lines coming up next. And also, we got to get you our favorite plays of the day. We'll do that before we wrap up here. Alongside PJ Glasser, I'm Chris Mack, in for Joe O and Sammy P on Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lightning bets in just a second. What are our favorite plays of the day? It's a Monday, so we're trying to jump in on some of these lines before they get moving, or maybe as they move to a more advantageous position, especially on Thanksgiving Day games. College football and NFL wise, alongside PJ Glasser, I'm Chris Mack, in for Joe O and Sammy P. A lot to get to, including Monday Night Football. And I've mentioned it a couple times throughout the show, PJ. It's a big week for college basketball as well. Some big games being played. You've got the Maui Invitational officially getting up and running, the Maui portion of it anyway. The Players Era Tournament out in Vegas as well. A ton of stacked teams out there. Any college basketball that's catching your eye as we get ready for, I mean, tip is just a little more than an hour away in some of these games.
Yeah, I mean, look, that Players Era Festival, there's a lot of NIL money going to these teams, so that's why there's so many great teams and games that are being played out there. Some of these other tournaments, like the Battle for Atlantis and the Maui Invitational, which are normally really great, fields on paper aren't as good, but we still should get some good matchups out there. But for the Players Era, I'm excited for this Iowa State and St. John's game today, Chris, because I think a lot of people are going to see Rick Pitino as a dog on a neutral floor at +2.5. and they're going to take St. John's. But their guard play, their perimeter defense is just not what it was last year. They don't have a true point guard. And going up against Iowa State and their defense, I think that's going to be problematic. That total is also like interesting. You know, it should have a good pace to it. But with two teams that aren't like the greatest shooting teams in the world, and are two defensive-minded teams with defensive-minded head coaches, 157.5 does feel a little high. So that total also caught my eye. Not a game I think I'll bet, but just something that's interesting. A couple games that I do really like tonight, though. I love Oregon. 2.5 at BetMGM. There's some 3.5s out there, and the line's coming down. So if you can still grab 3.5, certainly do that. I think a lot of people are going to see Auburn nearly beating Houston, and then they're going to see him as an unranked Oregon team, and they're only laying 2.5 and feel like that's an easy bet. Look, there are certain teams and certain coaches that just are really good on neutral floors, and Dana Altman and Oregon have always been terrific early season in these type of games, and I think they're a great bet tonight. So I think Oregon wins that game. I like them against Auburn. And then Chris is a Bama fan. I can tell you that in these neutral site games, when Bama plays these marquee matchups, and we've already seen it against St. John's, we've seen it against Illinois, we're going to see it again tonight against Gonzaga. When they play teams that want to run with them, and Gonzaga's going to want to run, first half over is always my play that I make in these games. It's always like 51-47 at halftime, 50-48 at halftime. It's just awesome ball in the first half. And I think you get that again tonight. So 84.5 is the first half bet, which I think is going to shy away some people. You're like, oh, need both teams to get into the 40s. We're telling you, we're going to get both teams into the 40s tonight in that first half. So Bama Gonzaga first half over. I like that. I like that play as well.
You could give me a first half total in the 90s, PJ. I'd be on it in that one. It's funny, two of the games you mentioned are two that I had circled too, and the totals, much like what you mentioned, are the angles that I had. You mentioned St. John's and Iowa State. It started right around 160.5. It's come down over the last 24, 36 hours or so. It's now sitting at 157.5 at BetMGM. There's still a 158.5 out there that I'll probably jump on because I, like you, expect both of these teams to play a more defensive game, and that just seems like a big number for these two teams facing each other. I was surprised when I saw it as high as it was. And then Gonzaga and Bama later tonight, total 177.5. I'll take the full game over. I mean, this is a race to 95. It feels like you said, these two teams are going to run. They're going to score a ton. And so I feel pretty good about the total on that one as well. Don't forget to get them all in inside the BetMGM app waiting for you. Go get there and get your bets in now. And while you're in there getting your bets in, make sure you download Bet Sweats on whatever platform you use to get your audio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your audio, we are there for you. All right, lightning bets, aside from the college hoops, PJ, I know you're itching to lock in a bunch of Thanksgiving Day bets. What do you got?
Oh man, I'm very excited for the NFL. You want to go NFL or college, Chris? Or we start with one? What do you want to do?
Whatever you want to do.
All right. Well, let's start with the NFL because we only got three games on Thanksgiving Day. There are some lines moving. I mean, we were talking during the break, and I'm like, man, Lions are down to 2.5. Chiefs are down to 3 at some spots. So I'm gonna have a bet on every game, and I like the numbers on all these games. Lions -2.5. Like that against the Packers. I think that goes back up to 3. Too much of an overreaction, Chris, I think, of what we saw yesterday with Green Bay defeating Minnesota pretty easily, the Lions struggling against the Giants. I think Detroit was looking ahead, and I just think that game is more about J.J. McCarthy. Outside of really like two games this season, you could argue he's maybe been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. And going up against that Packers defense that's much different at Lambeau than they are on the road, I like Detroit -2.5. Now that we're down to 3 with Kansas City, I just feel like it's the same handicap as yesterday against the Colts. 3.5, I'm good. Now that we're at 3, I'll take the Chiefs. I think they're going to find a way to win that game. And then the Ravens and the Bengals, 7.5, 7. I think Burrow's going to play, even if he doesn't, I think even with Flacco, I think Cincinnati covers that number. All week, people are just going to talk about what the Bengals are going to, what if Joe Burrow is going to play, what Cincinnati's going to look like. We're not talking enough about the Ravens offense and Lamar, and he just doesn't look right, and he's not running, and Derrick Henry doesn't quite have the burst that we're used to, and he can't get any of those big gains on the ground anymore. So divisional game, I think Cincinnati keeps that close. I like the Bengals plus +7. So those are all the Thanksgiving games I like. And then in college football, I like Auburn plus +5.5. I think that's too many points. I like Washington plus +7.5. I think that's too many points. And on Friday, Georgia Tech and Texas, I like as well, a couple of underdogs. I think Texas wins outright. I think Georgia Tech keeps it within the 13. So, Chris, that time of the year, that week of the year, my friend, I'm going to be on a lot of dogs this week and a lot of these divisional games and a lot of these rivalry games.
Dogs are barking.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the college angles, I'm going to go the opposite direction of you in a couple of those games. Georgia, okay. I'm going to grab at 12.5 before that thing might climb anymore, because I feel like it might, especially given Georgia Tech's ugly loss to Pitt on Saturday night. And A&M, I'm going to grab at 2.5 before that thing gets to 3 on the road against Texas. I don't know what to do about Ohio State, Michigan, because it's sitting at 10 right now at BetMGM. And I feel like we might get another move before Saturday. People coming in on Michigan, knowing that they've had Ryan Day's number. There are injury questions at wide receiver for the Buckeyes. I don't want to screw this up, though, and lose the 10. So I might get in on it at 10 and save a little bit more if it should come down under 10. If it gets to 9.5, I might smash it. But I'm going to start with a little bit at 10 where I can get it, including at BetMGM. And then wait to see what happens with that line. If it pushes back up to 10.5 across the board, maybe even more, I'll feel good about what I have. If it gets down under 10, like I said, I'll jump back in on it a little bit more. As for Thanksgiving Day games, you mentioned the line moves that we're seeing on some of these. Detroit down under 3 now in a couple of spots, minus 2.5 to the Packers. Big fan of that one. Give me the Lions under a field goal in that one. Feel really good about it at home against a Packers offense that is struggling to find anything. We don't know about Josh Jacobs' availability. So I'll take the Lions laying the 2.5. And then Cincy up to 7.5 in some spots. So I think, look, if you get Joe Burrow, then you got in on a really good number in a divisional rivalry game. If you don't get Joe Burrow, if for some reason it's Flacco again, I know Flacco is turning back into a pumpkin, and that would have me worried, but give me the 7 and the hook, and I'm a little more comfortable with it. Is there a chance the Ravens could run away and Flacco could do some stupid things? Sure, that's always a possibility, but I would feel better about it at 7.5, and we might lose that. It's definitely not getting any higher than 7.5. Unless we get definitive word that Joe Burrow is not going to play, which I can't imagine we would get before Thursday night. So I'll take Cincy at 7.5 right now, and I'll go into it saying, hey, you know what? Even if it's Flacco, I'll hold my breath and hope for one.
I like it. I think that's a good I think that's a good number on that Bengals game. And then again, an idea that we were kind of throwing around. We were talking about that Niners-Panthers game earlier in the show. I think a teaser with San Francisco and like Philadelphia on Friday. Or again, if you want to tease up Dallas, or you want to tease up Green Bay, you want to tease down the Ravens, something like that. But that's kind of just how I feel with this Niners game. You know, 7.5, I don't really want to lay that with the Niners. I don't really want to take Carolina either. I think the teaser is probably the way to go. And then I think I might look at Bryce Young longest completion over 32.5 yards. You know, I think against that Niners defense, it doesn't get much of a pass rush. I think we could get an explosive play or two out of Bryce tonight. So I think that might be the prop I'm looking at. Tet McMillan over 5.5 receptions at plus +120. I think it's a nice bet as well.
Yeah, it's 7.5 across the board now on Carolina. No sevens left out there. I don't think we'll get any more of a push on that one before kickoff tonight. I'm back and forth. I'm waffling on the Panthers at 7.5, so I'll probably stay away from a side, and I'll probably just go in on my Christian McCaffrey receiving yardage prop. 43.5. Again, 10 games, he's hit that 8 times this year, and twice he only missed that number by a couple of yards. So I think with the Panthers being a little more susceptible through the air than on the ground on defense, I think it's a big Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle kind of game. So I'll take McCaffrey over 43.5 receiving yards. And probably, to be honest, take a look at the Kittle number as well, which last I checked was sitting at, make sure I have the right number, 54.5. And he's hit that in each of the last two games. So some receiving props for the Niners against the Panthers on Monday Night Football tonight. PJ, it's been a joy, my friend. If I don't talk to you, have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Chris. Always good seeing you, man. Happy Turkey Day. Hope to talk again soon.
Absolutely. We'll be back tomorrow. Kate Constable in with me for David Dykstra, Brian Gertsch, Zach Kroll, and our entire team here at the BetMGM Network. Thanks to you, this has been Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.